Proclamation number 0419 of 15th of May, 1938. Reference to teaching activities. The wise, the ignorant. He who is faithful to the Lord fulfills his duty. If the task was given to you to be a righteous fighter of Christ, then every word you speak for his glory is the right one. And you will find in this task the fulfillment of life on earth. Thus a word for Christ is always better than an act without the blessing of the Lord, for this will be judged by the Spirit that governs it. But you will never be told what to do for the glory of God, but your heart must guide you and will always find the right form to advocate for the Lord. So pay attention therefore only to the fact that love of the Lord guides you, then also your will always accomplish what your heart longs for. It is a tradition that wisdom cannot be made even wiser. Therefore the word of God will only be accepted where man seeks, but not where he already believes to have the knowledge. There only a shrug of the shoulders will follow your speeches, but where the earthly child has been occupied with similar questions, the process will begin, which is the only way desired by the Lord and also by the spiritual beings. That a lively thinking activity starts about problems, which are otherwise easily rejected. And so the wise do not find the key to the truth so easily. The ignorant, however, gladly receive a reference to the divine Creator. And much is already won, if an earth's child devotes itself to this thought. How this thought activity happens, is not hidden from you. It often is only the slightest hint of survival after death that makes people think. And if the sense of eternity is opened to a true seeker of God, then knowledge is not difficult for him to attain. The grace to dwell in the Lord is commanded to everyone in the richest measure, but innumerable people do not respect this grace. The world creates its teachings as it needs them and as they are beneficial to earthly desire. But these will certainly be hardly compatible with the divine teachings. They judge where they lack any knowledge and also any understanding. They often make the views of others their own without possessing the right power of judgment themselves. And then they want to have an educational effect on others. To prevent this is praiseworthy and pleasing to the Lord, and where the love for the divine Lord and Savior underlies this endeavor, words will not fall on barren ground, but will quietly begin to sprout and be supported by personal events, thought through again and again and finally heeded, so that your efforts will be rewarded. Amen.